like to thank all the men and also young Gabriel for reading today. Appreciate the help. I'd like you to open your Bibles to Matthew, the sixth chapter. The lesson is about us as Christians, how we should act and how we should prepare. It's also about those that may be in the body of Christ but are in error. And it's also about those that are outside the body of Christ, and that's why I chose the songs I chose to hit those groups. I'd like to read this sixth chapter of Matthew, beginning in verse 25. For this reason I say unto you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body or as what you will put on. It's not life more than food, and a body more than clothing. Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And they that are worried about clothing, observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say unto you, that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, ye of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what shall we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And this obviously, verse 33 certainly is a key to this. It's telling us how we should be prepared. It's not telling us to sit back and not worry, everything will come to you. But you prepare yourself to seek his righteousness, to make yourself right with God, that you're serving him the correct way. And serving him the correct way means a lot of things. It means that we care about others, those in the body of Christ that may be hurting, like we hear so every time we come together about those that need prayers for the sick and afflicted in some way. Prayers for those that are gone back into the world and left their first love. And care for those that are outside the body of Christ, that we hope we can say something to them, encourage them. When someone comes and visits, we take the time to say, hi, glad you're here, where are you from, hope you come back again. Those kind of things to encourage. And when I read this, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom. To every Christian, that should be exactly what's on our mind, to seek him first, to seek to serve him, and what that entails. It doesn't mean go and believe and be baptized and get up and come to church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday night, and go home and not tell the world about who you are and who you represent. I look at it like this. If you've all, many of you, I'm sure, have flown on airplanes, and they get you there, and in the beginning, before everything takes off, everybody's seated, and the stewardess stands up and says, you got to first put the mask on yourself before you try to help someone. And it doesn't take long for us to realize that if you don't put your mask on in a time when you need oxygen, what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to help somebody for very long. But if you get yourself to where you can help others, then you can help them. And that's what the Lord is trying to teach us. He does it many ways. In Ron's lesson this morning, he had many points that said the same thing. We need to be prepared to help this world. This world is cruel. This world is sinful. And we are the light. We need to be the light of this world. And these songs, if you take time to write them down and read over them yourselves as you, the next few days, if you just think about what it's saying to each one of us, what we're to do, the erring sinner, going back in the world, one of the verses said that there's joy in heaven for someone that comes back to serve God. And we all should need to have that attitude that we want to serve in that way, that we want to help in every way we can. And someone, I do something for myself all the time. I think about this. Have I missed opportunity to tell someone about Jesus? If I had a chance to say someone at work, somewhere at Kroger's, did I miss an opportunity? And I fight hard to make sure I don't do that. If I have an opportunity, I try to interject the Lord into the conversation in some way. doesn't make me perfect. It just makes me, I'm working harder at doing than I ever used to. And I think that's what we all should do. We need to work harder. And we, the goal, the prize is so unbelievable to be with Him in heaven. You know, we read about there being no tears in heaven. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that would be. No pain, no sorrow, just enjoying being with the Lord for eternity. I'd just like you, each and every one, think about this. Think about the time that we spend each day, that we could spend more time studying the Bible. Picking out time to maybe say something or call someone. Hey, how you doing? Well, you've been, I haven't seen you in church for a couple days. Just all these things that we need to do. But there in verse 33, seek ye first His kingdom. Get yourself right. Make sure we're right. And I'd like you to turn one other scripture we want to look at, and that's in Matthew 11. And the scriptures are so wonderful for us to look at. And He gives instructions to every one of us in every phase of our life. If you're outside the body of the Christ, listen to these verses. Beginning, chapter 11, verse 28, beginning. Says, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. To serve the Lord is not really a burden. I mean, there's things we face in life, no question about it. But to be able to look back and say, you know what, I fought the fight like Paul said, I was on the prize. Remember that. If there's anyone here this evening that needs the prayers of the congregation, whether you need to be baptized into Christ or if you need the prayers of the congregation for any reason, won't you come now as we stand and sing?